Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So in probably the ironies of all hacking ironies, the National Vulnerability Database of NIST was taken down by hackers. Yeah. So before we go into the details, let's start with the acronym and the database. What is NIST and what's the database?
So NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. That's the government organization that sets the standard and the measurement for all kinds of things. In this case, they also keep an eye out on electronic and telecommunications measures and announcements as well.
So part of what they have is something called the National Vulnerability Database. What is that?
Well, I think you can think of it like an encyclopedia for those who want to research and they want to find out what vulnerabilities are out there in software. This is kind of like the Wikipedia for that kind of thing. So everybody can go to a central repository that and find out what they are, and then they can determine what to do about them.
All right. So what actually happened? What did the hackers do and get access to?
Well, it's kind of interesting that these folks at NIST say they were hacked. Their website was offline for a period of time, and basically, malicious code got onto their servers and then tried to communicate outward. And then they stopped that at the firewall, and they're looking into the code and seeing what kind of impact it could have had on potentially all of the clients that would be using that database.
So there have been a lot of hacks recently that have been announced publicly by companies. Microsoft, Facebook, Apple have all come out and said that they've had access. And these didn't seem like a big deal. Is this a big deal?
I think it's a big deal because they say in their earlier reports, and there may be more following, that they were exploited because of a vulnerability, which has to be ironic. And so you have to ask yourself, well, if the people who tell you what the master list of vulnerabilities are having problems, can you as an SMB or a SOHO or, you know, a medium-sized business, you know, what chance do you have?
So on this program in the past, and certainly in the press and other places, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure and the vulnerability of infrastructure. This is definitely a case of infrastructure being hit. Can we talk a little bit about that and just kind of how serious it is when kind of infrastructure versus a couple hundred teenagers' passwords?
Well, I think that what's interesting about this hack is that they stopped it the way we recommend to other people to stop hacks, and that is if it gets past one defense, don't have it get past all of the defenses. And in this case, they had a perimeter firewall that was kind of aware of the situation and said, well, wait a second, you know, that web server really shouldn't be trying to communicate in this manner. So though their one defense broke down, their other one kicked in, and that's absolutely, in terms of protecting yourself, that's what you have to look at doing.
But you can't always take everything down. I mean, this is something that, you know, is, I guess, optional. But if the power grid were hacked, I mean, would you take the power grid down?
Right. And so in the case of NIST, in this debt vulnerability database, they actually had spread out the load across the multiple servers. The good news there is they're able to take a couple offline and not affect total capacity significantly. The power grids and industrial control systems sometimes have redundancies built in. Sometimes they have scalability in case they have peak demands, but sometimes they don't. And that's, I think, the worry from these critical infrastructures. Can they really handle part of their network being offline, part of their network having problems? And that's an issue, especially with dwindling budgets.
Well, Cameron, thanks for joining us this week and helping us sort out all the acronyms and the ironic hack of NIST.
Good to be here.
You've been listening to ESET's Malware Report. Be sure to go to welivesecurity.com, where Cameron has a great blog on this topic. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.